This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured Afghanistan's third largest city and a strategic provincial capital near Kabul on Thursday, further squeezing the country's embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission there. The seizure of Herat marks the biggest prize yet for the insurgents, who have taken 11 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces. The losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. The United States will reduce staff at the embassy in Kabul to a core diplomatic presence and send troops to the airport to assist as the Taliban made rapid gains in Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the embassy would be drawn down in the coming weeks.
We are further reducing our civilian footprint in Kabul in light of the evolving security situation. We expect to draw down to a core diplomatic presence in Afghanistan in the coming weeks.
At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby said 3,000 additional U.S. troops would be sent to guard Kabul airport.
These infantry battalions will be there to help facilitate this safe and orderly reduction. And commanders on the ground will be working with the State Department to determine what's most needed.
The U.S. military mission in Afghanistan is set to end August 31st, and roughly 650 troops remain in the country to protect the airport and the